And now we consider the pun, the homophonic pun, words that sound the same but have different meanings. A walk in light rain is a missed opportunity, M-I-S-T. Homographic words, spelled the same but with different meanings. A blind man picked up a hammer and saw. Tonight, Punderdome, the Brooklyn Pun Fest, will host its annual New York Post edition. Writers from the tabloid that launched 1,000 puns off the Anthony Weiner sex scandal will face off with pun superstars. Our colleague Bruce Gellerman is legendary. When the Mir satellite crashed to Earth, he wrote the line, "Oy vey, it's Mir," taking off on the Yiddish phrase. Brilliant. Journalist Joe Berkowitz writes about Brooklyn's Punderdome and the O. Henry pun-off in Austin, Texas, in his new book. These are fierce, fun contests, and Joe even actually tried one. His journey is documented in his new book, Away with Words. Joe, welcome.
Hi.
So here's an example of the fierceness. You're in Austin, Texas, as the organizers are trying to pick categories for the competition. One is knives. Do you do things you can do with a knife, or is it just paring knife, butcher knife? Do we take razors? But if you take razors in the category, then you got to take Gillette. And the other guy says, and if you take Gillette, you got to take pen. I mean, these guys are serious.
They really are. That conversation went on for over 3 hours, and by the time it was over, I had the most enormous headache.
Because it devolves into punning competitions as they're trying to figure out what can be in a punning competition. There are puns, and then there's the Matt Lauer pun. What's the Matt Lauer pun? He, of course, the host of the Today Show.
Yeah, I think that is something like, you know, if the word railroad was the category, and you'd say, well, I guess we'll stay on track.
When they said to you, I hope we stay on track, as a Matt Lauer pun and it's not acceptable, you said...
Oh, yeah, I said, what about keep it rail? And that was fine.
They like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so who's in this world?
Well, I found out there were comedians and improv people, playwrights, ergonomic engineer, some computer programmers. So it runs a pretty wide gamut.
Lions, tigers, bears, pet animals, all kinds of animals. Go.
I don't care who wins, but I hope that you all laugh at us a lot.
I had sort of been institutionalized that puns are not funny. Everyone hates them. Don't say them. Or people will unfollow you on Twitter and, you know, roll their eyes at you in real life. So I just sort of kind of dismissed them altogether. But, you know, once I started going to these things, I very quickly saw how creative and clever they could be. And then I just noticed that there are puns everywhere. Novelty menu items and the banter on morning news shows, but then also on shows like Veep and Bob's Burgers and in every rap song and just...
Oh, yeah, you're listening to... Was it Kanye West?
He makes this noise that's like associated with cars. He's like, skirt, skirt, skirt.
Skirt, 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 like a private school for women.
Like a private school for women, I think that was the pun, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so skirts.
And so I heard that for the first time while I was driving to a humor research conference.
Let's talk about the humor research conference. Perhaps one of the most droll, at least the way, gatherings of academics. What did they tell you about why people pun?
Well, everyone seemed to agree that it was some kind of a disorder in the brain. And I still don't think so. I think it's a talent. And I think there are people, there's a disease called Witzelsucht. It's a disease where if you have a stroke maybe, and all of a sudden you are constantly making puns to the point where there's definitely something wrong with you, that's different than just your friend at the office who tends to pun too much.
Well, and by the way, this was the Northeast Texas Humor Research Conference, you know, lightly attended.
Yeah, they say, you know, that if you listen to the meaning of words, that's where the humor should be, not in the way the word sounds. Anyone who focuses too much on the way the word sounds, they're immature. But, I mean, the immaturity part, maybe, because, I mean, you know, but I don't think there was something wrong with their brains. I disagree with that diagnosis.
Well, here's one of the puns. This was on a podcast. This is how people practice, by the way. They practice for these competitions. And one of the punsters, Jersey, 99 ducks walk into a bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve ducks here." And the ducks say, "Oh, but you're down with geese." Get it?
Yeah. It's not the world's most amazing joke, but it came up immediately. He was given the category, you know, with that joke format. That's what they do, a 99 blanks walk in a bar kind of thing. And so someone said, was it birds or ducks? And yeah, you came up with that down with geese thing right away.
Well, you were trying to practice with a category of feminism. And
yeah.
didn't go well in some cases, but suffragette, you came up with I can take a plane, but I will not suffer a jet.
Mm-hmm. And then moments later, I realized I could have made it mansplain, but it was too late.
Who are some of these people?
The punters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's like Jerzy Gwozdowski. He's probably the best in the world right now.
I just walked through all 50 countries in Asia to be here. Actually, Iran. Listen, it didn't work out between me and Marge. She knows I'm still India, but she wants something permanent and serious. But every time I look
Jerzy, he's a playwright and an actor. He's been on Broadway. He's been on shows like Girls and, you know, Law and Order and things like that. And now he teaches at New School. And then his rival, Ben Zeke, is this guy who was a game show phenomenon. In that he's been on 6 or 7 of them, I think, and he's won, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and he has his own company where he brings the game show experience to you.
I was at home in my 2-room apartment eating some cold macarena and cheese, and I said, look in the mirror and tell me what to see. I would be going on a limbo if I said I didn't get depressed. So I went up to this Swingles bar.
Yeah.
And they become rock stars.
Yeah, I was surprised that I saw punsters getting hit on at the very first time I was at a Punderdome.
I'm going to find that line. Somebody wrote a note to somebody.
Oh, you make me corny, which itself is corny. So there's kind of a meta thing going on there, too.
Well, we also learn about the history here. John Pollock, by the way, you recommend. He has the definitive book on puns, The Pun Also Rises. Chamulan men near San Juan have verbal duels called kahel kap, involving puns. Palestinian weddings often have pun-filled poetry duels. What are you finding out about yourself and about punning as you're trying to do it?
I can be kind of an awkward mess on stage. So just having to have all this experience of trusting my gut and coming up with stuff off the top of my head, it was pretty cool. It was kind of transformative. One time the category was TV shows. And so I start off by saying, like, why are we all here? Like the show The Wire. And then I realized I had to answer that question. I was like, we're here for growing puns. And they didn't like that second part. They were with me on the first part, but then the answer they did not like.
Well, at one point, you score a coveted 10 on the clapometer.
The 10, that was, the category was amusement parks. And I don't know, I was just in the zone. So I came up with this story about proposing to my wife. So something like, you know, I was a little nervous, so I went into a safety bar, and then I ordered a ton of olives, but I said it in a way that sounded like tunnel of love. I mean, they don't have to be great, but if they're on a theme, the audience just goes with it. And I was like, so then I got down on Disney and did a ring toss.
And you got down and said, it's you and I.
It's you and I versus all.
What's
like
that?
Universal. Like Universal Studios.
Oh, but you met people who talked about having to sleep with a radio at night so they wouldn't be thinking of puns. These people look tortured by this.
Yeah. When I first started working on the book, everybody I met in Brooklyn, they surprised me with how mostly normal and pretty cool they were. But then when I went down to Austin, then I met people like the guy who couldn't sleep unless he was blocking out the puns coming into his head and things like that. And I was like, okay, they're here.
Look, we want to run one by you. It's the son of our producer, Karen Noah. They were on a safari, and somebody said a branch was a leopard's dangling arm, but it wasn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Noah said, well, that was a faux pas.
Yep. That works.
That does?
That's a pun.
Okay.
It's a pun, yeah.
Ouch.
Give it a 7 out of 10.
Joe Berkowitz, author of Away with Words, An Irreverent Tour Through the World of Pun Competition. He's also a staff writer at Fast Company. Joe, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.